Blackberries by Cooper Phillips. The warm and humid air is filled with the scent of blackberries. After every few berries for the bucket, we sneak two or three berries to our mouths. Picking blackberries is a lot like playing a game of Operation, because if you touch the sides, you'll get pricked. Our picking efforts are all for the magical blackberry syrup. The blackberry picking is a tradition that started only a few years after I was born. We always go to a different place every year, and we never go anywhere that is too far out. You could say we go urban blackberry picking. I couldn't remember the first time I went blackberry picking, but let's just say we have pictures of the mayhem. My mom started the family event so that she could make her world-famous blackberry syrup. Her syrup goes hand in hand with her other world-renowned waffles. The syrup-making process is long and arduous. First, you have to take the berries and mash them up so they're liquidy and oozing. Then you have to add the sugars and mix them up. Then you put it in the refrigerator and let it chill overnight. When you get up in the morning, you know that it's time to add the secret ingredient. Of course, you know that if I told you the secret ingredient, I would have to kill you. Then, after the syrup is made, it is time to enjoy it. We bust out the waffle maker and start pounding out waffles. Once your waffle comes off, you get up, drown your waffle in syrup, and enjoy.
These waffles are good.
Pass the milk.
When you come home from picking blackberries, if you don't have cuts on your arms and you don't have a purple mouth from eating blackberries, then you better not come home until you do.